Chapter 28. Ron tried to be cheerful as he drove Celeste and Angel down to meet Marjorie and George for the first time. But he had a sense that it might be tense. Celeste was nervous about it. They had waited a while, but things were moving quickly now. It was hard to realize that she had only been with him for over 2 weeks. It seemed so much longer. The plan was for dinner in the backyard, and the weather was cooperating. It was a mild evening with a light breeze. Maybe that was an omen that everything was going to be okay, thought Ron. Marjorie had cooked, and the kitchen was very warm. She was sweating, and she blamed it on Ron and this girl, whoever she was. He still had his key to the house, but it didn't seem right to use it on this occasion. He walked up to the front door with Angel in his left arm. Her hands were around his neck as he rang the doorbell. George came to the door. Dandy barked. Angel tensed. Celeste said, "I didn't know your mom had a dog." George opened the door and said, "You forget your key?" Ron shrugged. "George, this is Celeste, and this is Angel." "Nice to meet you," said George, smiling. They walked down the hall next to the flight of stairs that led up to the second-floor apartment. In the dark, blocking the side door that was never used, Ron glanced down at his aunt's old record player. He missed her, and sure could have used her help tonight. "They're here," announced George, as he walked into the dining room that had once been their bedroom, when Ron still lived there. Marjorie came out of the kitchen and smiled politely. "Mom, this is Celeste, and this is Angel." The sight of the little girl in his arms made Marjorie want to cry. "Well, it's nice to finally meet you, Celeste." Marjorie tried not to look at Angel, who was waiting to be greeted and made a fuss over. "I'm happy to meet you too," said Celeste, noticing that neither one of them had said anything to Angel, who did not want Ron to put her down. "We should go out into the yard. It's too hot in this kitchen," said Marjorie. She picked up her cigarettes and led them out the back door. Celeste glanced around. It was a large kitchen, the kind that she loved. She could see immediately that a lot of time was spent there. They walked out into a backyard that was good-sized and long, more narrow than hers was. Marjorie sat down at a redwood table and lit a cigarette. Then she said, "Ron, would you mind going into the kitchen and getting my crystal light?" "Sure." Ron handed Angel to Celeste. "Would you like something to drink, Angel?" said Marjorie. Angel felt shy and a little frightened of the white dog, who was energetically wagging his tail and wanting to play. She didn't answer for a moment, and then said, "No, thank you." "Oh, you do know how to talk," said Marjorie, smiling. Celeste wasn't sure that she liked that comment, but knew that Marjorie would find out soon enough how well-spoken Angel was. "That's a great tree," said Celeste, looking at the massive oak that shaded the entire yard. "It's been here longer than we have," said Marjorie. Ron came back with his mother's glass of iced tea in one hand and a pitcher of the stuff in his other. He set them down and said to Angel, "Watch this." He picked up a beach ball that was lying on the grass, and Dandy barked and wagged his fluffy tail furiously. Ron tossed the ball to Dandy, who perfectly head-butted it back into Ron's arms. Angel giggled and said, "Make him do it again." Ron happily obliged, and they all watched, and Marjorie smoked. He was showing off for them. It was cute, but she hated it. "Would you like some crystal light before dinner?" said Marjorie, looking at Celeste. "Thank you." Celeste put Angel down and reached for the pitcher, but Angel clung hard to her back, and Celeste dropped the glass. It spread across the tablecloth that Marjorie had laid out. George got up and hurried into the house for some paper towels. "I'm sorry," said Celeste. "I guess I'm a little nervous." "Nothing to be sorry for," said Marjorie, in a tone that implied that there was. The crystal light had almost reached the stack of paper plates when George came out with a roll of tapered paper towels. "Hurry up. We don't want to ruin them, too." George caught it in time. Ron dropped the ball and came over to the table. Angel clung to Celeste. Dandy followed him eagerly. Ron picked up the stack of plates as George wiped the table. "He'll have to wipe it down with a sponge," said Marjorie. "Otherwise, it will be a sticky mess." "I'll get it," said Ron. Celeste wondered if they could just leave and come back again like this never happened. She said, "What a way to make an impression." Marjorie said, "Well, let's eat." It took several trips in and out of the back door to carry out the bowls and platter. George and Ron and Marjorie made the trips. Celeste sat there wanting to help, but Angel was in back of her arms. She wasn't used to not helping. "I made one of your favorites," said Marjorie. Ron smiled at the platter of pork chops mixed with sauerkraut and potatoes. "Did you use Aunt Dottie's pot?" "Of course I did. It won't be as good as hers was, though."